Hi, Angels, and welcome to the show tonight. I'm Cherie, and Angel Coaches is my passion here. I love talking to people, and I'm a life and spiritual coach. But enough about me. What is an angel message for you today? So I meditated a little bit this morning, and I meditated and prayed. That's what I usually do. And I got Archangel Uriel. And what does Uriel do? And how can he help you? How can he help us all, right? That's important. So what I love about Uriel is he helps you with your emotional and physical health. I adore him. I see him as a him, but angels are really androgynous. You know, and I know he works with Archangel Raphael because Archangel Raphael is the angel of healing. But also Uriel works with problem solving. You're like, well, how often do you use math? Well, we use math every day, but problem solving doesn't only mean, you know, numbers. It means like problem solving for like in a relationship, right? And or a problem when you're, you know, with your boss or with your work. So with your family. So he helps with problems. We are solve the problems or helps you find the right answer. And I know that angels giving you the answer. Like what they usually do is like they'll give you, instead of just giving you an answer, they'll help you a way to find the answer. So they give you a fishing pole. And so he helps with those. He helps with problem solving. He also helps with the weather. So I know there's been some, you know, we're going into hurricane season. So there's been some challenging weather stuff going on for the past few days. So, you know, if you need good weather for, let's say, something like a swim meet or a golf tournament or tennis or run or whatever, Uriel's the one that says, hey, I want to help you with that. So just ask him, help me solve this problem. Or Uriel, I am asking you to help me solve this problem in my relationship, in my life, or, you know, in my business, whatever it is. And describe it. Or Uriel, I've got a contest or I've got a competition and I would like the weather be, I'm asking your help to make it to the best weather possible. And so, you know, and Uriel does that. So problem solving, isn't that cool? And also, you know, spiritual understanding, also, you know, the weather and or changes, you know, there's a lot of more, like in the really cold climates, North Pole, South Pole, in those areas, there's a lot of more ocean now than there used to be in those areas. Everything was a polar ice cap, right? Or just ice everywhere. Even underneath the ice, there was tons of ice. So, you know, is that healthy for our planet? I'm not sure. So if you've got concerns about the planet and you're sitting there saying to yourself, Cherie, what do I care about that? It's your planet. You know, we all need to have a higher awareness. And about that. So I don't mean to go off on a tangent here, but Uriel helps with that as well. And also, as I told you, earth changes, he helps with the weather, and he helps with spiritual understanding. And what is spiritual understanding? Do you wonder why things are always happening to you or for you? You know, that's what I like to think. It's always happening for you. And was it my father? It was my dad. No, Jim Rohn said this. He said, the bigger the problem, the bigger the paycheck, right? So if you're having challenges right now and you feel like you've always been going through them, just think to yourself, the bigger the problem, the bigger the paycheck, okay? And, you know, and that you can get through them a little bit easier, all right? And too, as well, because you can understand why they're always happening. I know it feels like it. They don't normally always happen. I'm, you know, to any one of us. Although it means it feels like maybe there's 90% of our life where it feels like it's always happening. Am I ever going to get out of this situation? So that's something there. The other thing that so that's a lot of spiritual understanding. And if you can understand why something is happening, and ask for it, guys. Just say, Uriel, whoever you believe in, God, your higher power, Buddha. Thank you. I am asking to understand why I am experiencing this all the time. Do not come off like a victim, because on some level you chose it, just so you know. And that's a hard one for all of us to understand, right? Wouldn't it be great if we could understand, you know, understand and have a great life? Well, you can. You just got to understand the ups and downs. Somebody told me this once. I think this is a little bit like that. How interesting would your life be, or a book be about your life, if today was a great day and I had no problems? Today is a great day over and over and over again. But you know what? It's like that part of you that goes through the problems and comes out of it on the other side and strong and determined, and you have wisdom, and you're not angry and bitter. You're happy, or you understand why you went through that. So ask your angels, ask Uriel, ask your higher power, however you see that part of your higher power, to help you get this, okay? Also, some of you guys are writers, right? You're like, oh, how can I do writing? How can I be a writer? What do I write about? Well, I'll give you a little tip here. One thing that you can write about is you can open your composition book, or you can go on your laptop, your iPhone, or Android, whatever, and you can just send an email to somebody. You don't have to really send it, but you can, like, you're writing an email. And that's what my friend and I did when we were writing our book, Law of Attraction. Does it really mean that he's attracted to me? So just go on to Amazon, Terrie, T-E-R-R-Y-E-E, Abbott, A-B-B-O-T-T, or Diane Bucci, B-U-C-C-I, Diane's first name, and you'll find our book. But it's got some great prayers and mantras out there too, okay? But you guys, you're not by yourself. I promise you that. I promise you you're not. And, you know, I have a friend of mine. She said, this is her. She's going through a challenge now with her boss. Okay, not a boss, but she's a contractor. So she's going through a challenge because he owes her quite a large sum of money. And she said, Terrie, I know that the reason why this happened, and she describes it to me. I said, how'd you get that? She goes, I got it in meditation. And you know what? They're working it out. And because this is a lot of money. To some people, maybe it wouldn't be. But, you know, it's quite a bit. And she says, I know he's going to give me the money that I deserve. And you know what? He's already started that process. And she says, I asked Uriel for help. I asked God for help. I asked my guardian angel, she calls him George, for help. And I said, that's a lot of help. She goes, well, you know what? As you always say, the bigger the problem, the bigger the paycheck. I go, that's right. She goes, I do not want to leave this money on the table. It rightfully belongs to me, and I'm launching my business. So isn't that cool? And problem solving. Let me give you this one. I have a client who has a guy, and she adores him, and he adores her. But he can be a teller of tall tales. And she goes, I'm so sick and tired of hearing him lie to me. And he doesn't really lie a lot, but, you know, he's got some insecurities, and he's not mean-spirited about the lying. He just tells tall tales. That's what my great-grandmother used to say. And so he's telling a few fibs, lies, whatever you want to call it. And so she started working on herself, not trying to change him, but working on herself. And I said, see, when you start working on yourself, then that part of him that wants to hide or lie to you so you won't jump on him is not there, because you're becoming more sweeter. He doesn't want a mother. He's already got one of those, right? And that was an epiphany she had. And so that's a lot of problem solving, spiritual understanding, and wisdom that you gain. Isn't that cool? And so they're a lot more happier, and the things are working out for them. But sometimes it's not trying to solve a problem for someone else. It's about solving your problem for yourself, right? And I said this before. It's like when you're riding an airplane and they talk to you about the oxygen mask coming down. You need to put it on yourself before you put it on your children, okay? So you need to make sure you're 100% putting the oxygen mask on yourself and helping yourself and understanding why you're reacting the way you are, and work on that, because you be the change you want to see in him or her, okay? So that's good. Then if you all you have to do is say, hey, Archangel Uriel, I am grateful, because when you say I'm grateful, that is that part of you that believes it's already happened. I'm grateful for your help in, and just list it out, my guy, my girl, my family, my job. I have this problem going on with my daughter, you know, with someone at work or whatever, you know, and explain it to Uriel and also your higher power, God, whoever you believe God is, right? And I believe God lives inside of us, you guys. So You know, we've got a, more of a direct connection than we really realize at times, okay? But fear, it really separates us. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say about that. I wanted to go over a couple shows we've got going on. So excited about that, too. Steve and I have started a new show, Being a Spiritual Entrepreneur. So that's going to be Tuesday night. And I'm doing a show with Sarah Fishman. She's amazing. She's a performer. She's a singer. She writes music. She's a, you know, and she's so young. But she says, Taria, I would like to do a show on spirituality. She's 17. Would you like your kids to understand about spirituality and how she uses it in her work and performing and writing songs? And she's a beautiful girl. Goes to the gym, works out strong, and a performer. And just is in the process of putting a deal together about her music. I'll just leave it like that. And so I like that. But she's going to be on Tuesday morning, and love that about her. And I'll put that out too, so be looking for that. I'm going to do one too, I think, tomorrow about being a spiritual entrepreneur, but it'll just be me by myself. I'm sorry, I'm talking so fast. I just drank a cup of coffee. I'm getting ready to go swim. So those are a few shows that we've got. And then, of course, we've got Go Run for Fun Fitness on Wednesday at noon. And then Living a Legacy, Truth, Joy. I know Amy does that one, and I co-host it with her. So you've got some shows to choose from. I'm trying to get out an angel message for you because I know sometimes it's so challenging to you can run into things. But if you hear something like this, I know it will help you. I know it will, because how many of us have situations where we wish we knew the answer straight away, and we just don't sometimes. Or maybe we do, we just don't realize it. But if you can hear that, an angel that helps you with spiritual understanding, problem solving with your life, with your business, your love life, your career, your family, whatever. Isn't that cool? And Archangel Uriel will help that, okay, help you with that. So nothing wrong with that. Anyway, you guys enjoy your Saturday night. I'm so happy to be here and chat with you for a few minutes. And thank you for listening. You guys take care and have a great now. Bye.